Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful.com. This is YouTube.com/Fightful. We're on Twitch. We're on Facebook. We're here on Twitter. This is brought to you ad-free by FightfulSelect.com, the best $5 in the business. That's where you can go to get all of our original reporting, over 100 stories per month, including this one. In text form, there's a whole lot more detail that you're going to be able to get over at FightfulSelect.com. That's the easiest, best way to support us. You can ask questions on the stories. That way you can get a little bit more clarity than you'll get elsewhere. Also, we do over 40 podcasts a month. Show reviews, Q&A shows, a lot of bonus content over at FightfulSelect.com. The best $5 in the business. If you are here on YouTube.com/Fightful, please leave a thumbs up. Please subscribe. We're marching towards that 100,000 subscriber mark. I want to get there by my birthday, August 30th. So bad. I want that silver play button. I want an aggro crag. I want everything. I want everything. We got people, King of the North. I'm giving him this one for free. He says, what have you done to my Twitter timeline, Sean Ross Sapp? Well, we're about to add some more clarity to your Twitter timeline is what we're doing. Normally, I don't do these. However, I felt like in breaking that story, there was going to be a lot of misinformation that gets relayed from beyond our paywall, et cetera. Probably not going to make a habit of this, but wanted to give you guys a little preview of what you get on that FightfulSelect.com service as well. So if you appreciate this show, drop that $5 down. I promise you will like Fightful Select if you try it out. But if you want your questions answered on this show, donate a super chat here at YouTube.com. or over at humperchats.com. That's our Streamlabs platform that allows you to get those question statements in whenever you want, because we've got post shows every night of the week here. Monday Raw, Tuesday NXT, Wednesday Dynamite, Thursday Impact and ROH, Friday SmackDown, Saturday Collision. And throughout the week, we have the Wrestling Perspective podcast that interviews people like Chris Hero this past week. We have Listin' Ya Boy, where we talked about the Fightful Select news that we broke about an expanded pay-per-view schedule and about the WBD AEW talks. On Thursdays, we have the Spotlight. On Friday, we usually have an interview that drops. And Saturday, Grapsody. Tons of great stuff here at YouTube.com/Fightful. So again, if you want your question or statement read on the air, do what our friend here did. It says, just saw the tweet, had to show up and say hello. So let's get into this. Let's get into this story that we broke over on FightfulSelect.com, because we haven't necessarily heard this out of AEW in the past. And when I look at it, I'm like, okay, this makes a lot of sense. Now, I'm going to read you directly from the document that I saw. It says AEW health and safety protocols relating to matches. The health and safety of our talent, staff, crew, and fans are paramount importance to AEW. Our medical team, coaches, and referees have developed the following protocols to ensure that our matches are performed as safely as possible. We know there's some risk in professional wrestling performances, but our objective is to ensure that we minimize the risk without compromising the quality of performances and our talent's ability to be creative. More simply put, AEW seeks to perform all stunts and spots as safely as possible. To that end, please review the following protocols. If you have any questions, please ask any member of our coaching staff, medical staff, or legal team. Please respect your coaches, referees, and team medical, all of whom are working to try to keep you safe and healthy. It then says the following moves are not allowed under any circumstances. These are prohibited for your safety, safety of the staff and crew, safety of our fans, and compliance with laws and venue requirements. Unprotected chair shots to the head, shots to the back of the head, buckle bombs or blind moves backwards into the turnbuckle, fencing response and seizure cells, spitting, blood in the crowd, i.e. no bleeding while in the crowd and no throwing bloody gear, tape, or other objects in the crowd, weapons or projectiles in the crowd, taking drinks or food from guests in the crowd, physical contact with the crowd, example, wrestler holding opponent and allowing fan to chop them. The following moves are only allowed if approved by medical and the match coach and must be performed in accordance with any safety protocols. Spots and bumps on the ring apron and outside. Table, ladder, chair spots in and out of the ring, only allowed with padding. Any elevated spots outside of the barricades, dives, and ladder spots on the stage, around the arena, and other places outside the ring. All pile driver and tombstone variations, including sit-down drivers, inverted and poison hurricanrana and vertebrakers, high-risk dives or top rope moves, in parentheses, this has 450, 630, double moonsault, SSP, etc. Intentional bleeding of any sort, not just blading. Throwing people into, through, over the ring steps, commentary table, bell table, guardrails, or barricades. Weapon usage, chairs, pipes, kendo sticks, hammers, ring bells, bats, chains, etc. Title belts, thumbtacks, skewers, barbed wire, other sharp or puncturing objects. Powders, aerosol sprays, or liquids. Throwing any weapons or objects, such as chairs. Choking or strangling with hands or a weapon or hanging spots. Injury spots or angles, whether or not medical is involved or called to the ring. Any physicality in the crowd or brawling. Any physicality involving referees, managers, extras, celebrities, or special guests. And it says, this is not a comprehensive list and can be modified as appropriate by medical, legal, and the coaching staff. And it says, advanced planning really helps. We would love to be able to say yes to creative stunts and spots, but generally need time to find ways to plan them. Get any required safety equipment. For example, if we want to break glass, we would need time to get the appropriate glass and get any required permits. If you have an idea, please talk to a coach, talent relations, team medical, or team legal as early as possible. So let's break this down. Got a lot of questions in here. If you want them answered, we've got super chats, humper chats that will give you the ability to do that. James Stalling, unfortunately, I don't have an update on Nick Wayne and whether or not he's injured. But if you want to get another question in, let me know. We'll answer it here. The things that are no longer allowed. Let's break that down. Unprotected shots of the head. I imagine this means just chair shots, weapon shots, etc. That way you can't really block those. We've seen issues with that in the past. The Cody, Sean Spears chair was supposed to be gimmicked. It wasn't. We've seen a couple of them since then. Shots to the back of the head. So this is a protocol within MMA as well for just strikes. Like, you can't strike somebody in the back of the head, you're more susceptible to a knockout. I don't think this means like Adam Cole's finisher or anything like that. Buckle bombs, blind moves backwards at the turnbuckle. So that causes a whiplash effect to some degree, as we've seen with Sting in the past. This does effectively eliminate the possibility of Brian Cage hitting Sting with a buckle bomb, as I've pitched creatively. But hey, you know what? For the safety of the wrestlers, buckle moves, all right. And to me, if you've got like the big New Japan style turnbuckles in rings that I've worked on, those are a lot safer to do spots like that. But there you go. Somebody says, wild how many people didn't listen to Sean. He listed 90% of stuff that needs approval beforehand. Yeah, we're going to go into that. We're going to expand that greatly. And somebody's saying, I remember so many wrestling fans give WWE crap for banning certain moves. This is a lot different, my friend. This is a lot different. So let's go ahead. Spitting. They don't want you spitting in general. Just don't do that. Not productive. Fencing response. I heard some people say, what is a fencing response? If you see somebody get knocked out, especially in MMA, sometimes you'll see their arms go up like this, selling a knockout, selling the fact that you're knocked out more than the sell itself. This one, I feel like, should be a thing that you could clear with the coaches. Like, if you tell the coach, referee, everybody, and medical, hey, I'm going to sell it like this, I think that should be one that isn't prohibited. The seizure cell, that's a Daniel Bryan special, a Bryan Danielson special, and he played it off of the fact that he had actual seizures after his concussions, and it concerned a lot of people. I mean, a lot of people get worked as a result of that. Bogrov says, so they mean they can still do crazy spots, but they got to be approved by coaches and staff, right? I'm guessing veterans get approval instantly. Yes, we are about to go through the list of those and what specifically they mean. Blood in the crowd, weapons, projectiles in the crowd, taking drinks and food from guests in the crowd, physical contact with the crowd. This is what we will call an MJF special right here. MJF will no longer be able to, you know, slap the hats off of people or grab drinks from people or throw them at people, et cetera, et cetera. This is the thing that you got to do. He ain't going to be able to get motorboated or motorboat anybody in the audience. He's not going to be able to do that anymore. No longer will that be a thing that is permitted within AEW. I'm sure there will, you know, be plant situations where that's the case. Like when the fan threw the drink all the way, that's happened. But yeah, like I look at that and I'm like, okay, this is very clearly an MJF thing. Blood in the crowd, that makes an incredible amount of sense. Don't do that. Just don't do that. Matthew says, is this possibly a part of a new deal with WB? Yeah, I would imagine it has a little bit of something to do with that. But we'll see. I'll find out a little bit more. Trevor says, see Tua versus Cincy last year, the fencing response. Yeah, I mean, there are a lot of really, really good examples of this. And it is something that I get why they wouldn't want it unapproved. But to me, if you are straight up telling, like, hypothetically speaking, if Ricky Starks goes to Jerry Lynn, Aubrey, and Doc Samson, and he goes, hey, I'm going to take this move. I'm going to take the finish of Sammy Guevara. And when I do it, I'm going to sell it completely stiff. My arms are going to go up. It's good to go. Just so you know, that one spot's where it's going to happen. This is one where I think they should be able to do it with the appropriate approval. Now, let me reiterate, and Amir saying, any update on Carlito? Not yet. Let's keep this on topic, please. We've got a Q&A show on FightfulSelect.com every single week. You pay $5, you get your question answered. Do you want AEW to do monthly 4-hour pay-per-views? No, I'd like them to do monthly 3-hour pay-per-views. That would be better. I don't need 4 hours every single month, but the expansion of the schedule makes sense. Rob Sanderson says, solid list from AEW. I like how it will improve communication with production. If only we could get all indies to ban unprotected chair shots to the head. Wish they would. Rob, I think a thing that you are mentioning that is a very, very important point is it will improve communication with production. So a lot of people don't know what a match coach, agent, producer does. Sometimes when you see missed spots on TV, that is on the coach, producer to let the Mike Mansouris, the Kevin Dunns of the world know that their spot is coming up and this is where you need to focus the camera. You're working with the talent. You're working with the on-screen production as well, and this will help out a lot. So now a lot of these big moves, this isn't necessarily a thing that is like, oh, these are far too dangerous and we don't trust you to do it. Some of this is, let's make sure we got the right shot set up. We're about to get a new major TV deal. Let's make sure that everybody around here, the coach knows, that Tony knows, that the wrestlers know, that the ref knows, so they are in position, all that good stuff too. And that way, maybe you don't see the same move three times in the same show and it minimizes the impact of said move. I think that's a very important thing. Amir, again, let's try to keep this to the AEW stuff, but I did hear from Brian Pillman. He said he's doing better than ever. We'll see soon. Can't say a lot right now. DJ Page says, I don't like all these changes. What happened to the AEW I loved? This isn't the company from 2019. So I look at this and I go, okay, with the exception of unprotected chair shots at the head, which was heavily criticized, there's nothing here, buckle bombs and moves towards the turnbuckle, that is for sure changing. Everything else just has to be approved. That's it. That's it. So I don't see a big deal with that. Same with WWE. Like, my issue with WWE was they outright banned pile drivers for a long time. Like, I understand, like, maybe the vertebraker, that can be a pretty scary one, but Shane Helms will definitely explain to you about why it's not that bad if you know what you're doing. But a lot of people don't know what they're doing. So I don't see a lot of changes there. However, there's a ton of stuff that are going to require approval. And Anime Otaku sends us a super chat and said, I assume things like Storm Zero, Deadeye, Hidden Blade would be fine since those are finishers. Some Lucha guys would be okay for Poison Ranas. So again, these are all things that will require approval. And this will require approval by medical and the match coach. And also, if there are any safety protocols that are in effect, well, I think that that's going to come into play too. Daniel says, can you say more about the role of a match coach? How much of the match is actually planned? In WWE, it's usually all planned. It's usually planned straight through, and you can hear any number of producers that will mention that. So they'll work with the talent with the match, and they'll relay that to the appropriate parties. Usually they are sitting in gorilla or the go position. They help time the match. They help relay things to production, to the wrestlers in the ring, to the referee, and the like. Moit says, is attacking refs and security staff still allowed? Yes, with prior approval. So let's get into this list. Now, I want to reiterate, that way, the 1,000+ of you watching right now, if you hear somebody go out there on Twitter and say, Fightful reported that last week that these moves were banned and you couldn't see them anymore. Not true. Require proper approval. Let's go through them. Spots and bumps on the ring apron and outside. After all, it is the hardest part of the ring. Everybody does those. They'll likely get approved when necessary. Table, ladder, chair spots in and out of the ring only allowed with padding. Now this, I don't have a lot of clarity on. I don't know what type of padding that they're talking about. Maybe the ring mat, the outside ring mat. There you go. We got like elevated spots outside the barricades, dives and ladder spots on the stage, around the arena, and other places outside the ring. So this is your dives. This is your jumps, your high-risk offense, like off a ladder, etc. Yeah. High-risk moves or top rope moves. And it is specifically mentioned 450, 630, double moonsaults, shooting star press. So I think the moonsault is not listed as like a high-risk move, so to speak. Double moonsault, however, is. Shooting star press is 450, 630. We've seen some stuff happen with 630s that probably isn't going to be approved at times. Somebody says, can we get a recap to the outright ban lift? I just did it. Just did it. Intentional bleeding of any sort, not just blading. So this has to be approved too. So people are asking, oh, John Moxley in the mud. There might be times they say to him, you don't need to bleed today. You don't need to do that. We're good. And he'll make his case. They'll make their case. There you go. All pile driver tombstone variations, including sit-down drivers, inverted poison hurricane rana, and vertebrakers. I honestly think the tombstone is a very safe move for professional wrestlers at that level. Pile drivers, I kind of get it, but I think that they should be approving pile drivers because I think they're overused, and overused in general, underused as a finish. So also, your Canadian destroyers and a lot of that stuff, which have been scaled back quite a bit in AEW, aren't going to be used probably as much, I think. And I'm going to ban people that are being intentionally obtuse here and being ridiculous in the chat. Like, go somewhere else for that. We cultivate a better community than that here at Fightful. Throwing people into over the ring steps, commentary table, bell table, guardrail, barricade. So commentary table, we'll call that the JR special. One of the reasons why the commentary desk for a long time was up where it was because of JR. JR wanted it up there. JR doesn't like the ring table or the announce table ringside. He made it very abundantly clear that he hated the idea at Double or Nothing, I believe it was. And then I think it was Double or Nothing or Forbidden Door, wherever they had it. And he screamed out, stupid. That was his way of saying, this is a dumb idea. This is a thing that you don't need to be doing anymore or at all. And we've seen him raise some issues about that in the past. Into the ring steps, commentary table, guardrail. Man, there have been some people hitting the guardrails hard. Absolutely hard. And I'm like, all right. Choking, strangling with hands or a weapon or hanging spots. So, I just got the most hilarious. I got the most hilarious text from an AEW wrestler right now, and I can't say it because it'd give away who they were. But choking, strangling with hands or weapon or hanging spots. Yeah, I could see the hanging spots for sure. Choking with the hands, if you're doing it like that, yeah, for sure. For sure, I get it. Just like, that's supposed to be banned in wrestling anyway. Injury spots or angles, whether or not medical is involved or called to the ring. Yeah. So, I mean, this I think is a little bit broad. This one, I think that there's going to be a whole lot of people in AEW that are going to need some clarity on. Because, like, you could construe almost anything as an injury angle. Like, selling your leg, like Kevin Owens did a couple weeks ago where he took off his boot and all that stuff. Is that it? And how do you feel it during the match? Like, maybe, for example, Sammy Guevara goes to do a 450 and he lands on his feet and something went wrong with the spot and he calls an audible in the ring and then he starts selling the knee. Is that a thing that he might get in trouble for? I highly doubt it, but I mean, I'm pretty sure that they'll clarify a lot of this. Physicality involving referees, managers, extra celebrities, or special guests. We will call this one the Crime Time Special. So Crime Time got fired way back in the day because they did a completely unplanned spot on a house show with a referee. And they beat him up. And it was a bummer. They didn't mean anything malicious by it. It was just one of those things that they didn't communicate. And WWE wanted to let them know, hey, you work here. You got to follow our rules. And they were back shortly thereafter. But got to clear all that. Needless to say, I'll tell you this much. Brock Lesnar did not get in trouble when he did that at like Royal Rumble or whatever that may do. Or whatever that may have been at that point. Any physicality in the crowd or crowd brawling. You can tell they're really tightening up with crowd-related stuff. They don't want anything to happen to somebody in the audience. It is important to them that you don't have anybody, no bodily fluids, no physical interaction, no anything like that with people that are a part of the crowd. What else do we got here? The weapon usage. Let's get into that. Just a reminder for the people that King of the North has got a scold here. The ones we're talking about right now are only allowed if approved by medical and the match coach. So they can get these approved. Weapon usage. Chairs, pipes, kendo sticks, hammers, ring bells, bats, chains, etc. I would imagine that there are people like Sting, Chris Jericho, who will probably get one off. There you go. You're good. You're approved. It's your gimmick, etc. There are some of these things I'm sure that they'll want to gimmick. I'm sure there are some of these things that they will just completely eradicate because they don't like them. I'm sure there are some of these things that they'll say, okay, well, let's just lessen it up. I think there's a way we can make this mean more. Title belts, obviously, when those are going to be a part of the show. Here's the one that I found funny. Powders, aerosol sprays, or liquids. And we will call this one the Brandon Cutler. And that man ain't done anything wrong. He's just got his spray out there. This poor man. I hope Brandon Cutler gets a full-time approval for this too. Damn, man. Damn. Throwing any weapons or object, chairs, etc. So that's grabbing the chair and I'm sure just throwing it at the head of somebody as well. That will be affected and have to get approval for that. Does this affect BCC's entrance? No, I'm sure it'll be approved beforehand. Also, should call that the outcast rule. You're right. The spray paints. Yeah, absolutely. That is aerosol. Now, I'm sure that they'll have an approval ahead of that as well and work it accordingly. Thumbtacks, skewers, barbed wire, other sharp and puncturing objects. Did I miss a skewer spot in AEW? I mean, I know that Jon Moxley did that in, I feel like maybe the last Blood and Guts had one. I feel like he did it to Daddy Magic. That's what it was. Yeah. So yeah, I thought that I was trying to think if there was a skewer spot. Now, fortunately, somebody skewered Shaza McKenzie in an indie match. Bless them. Glad they didn't have to get approval. But yeah, that's one. And I had to really think on that too. Barbed wire. Listen, maybe I'm a pansy. I'd be completely fine if they did completely gimmicked barbed wire. I know a lot of the wrestlers are like, hell no, not me, brother. But listen. They don't use real weapons in Hollywood, so I'm completely fine if the pro wrestlers I watch don't do it. I remember back in the day, when Elimination Chamber, I thought completely reinvigorated their match type. What they did was, instead of those horrible grates that they had, they put a ring pad over it, and outside the ring was no longer this unforgiving steel grate. It had the pad, and what that did was it allowed for more spots to the outside. They raised the roofs a little bit so you could do dives out there. And the safety, I felt, made the Elimination Chamber match way better. Because quite frankly, the reason why I watch the Elimination Chamber is to see cool spots and fun stuff and great story and all that stuff. I don't watch it to see Austin Theory get four bulging discs in his back and have to do yoga every day for the next 4 years of his life. That ain't why I watch that stuff. I want these guys to be as safe and healthy as possible while still entertaining. And I thought that was an important part of this email. It says, We know there is some risk in professional wrestling performances, but our objective is to ensure that we minimize the risk without compromising the quality of the performance and our talent's ability to be creative. So I saw a couple people come in and like immediately go, yeah, but WWE. Listen, WWE has lightened up on a lot of that stuff. I mean, there were some spots like T-Bar doing a top rope Canadian Destroyer. They didn't even bother to get cleared. But there are some spots that are widely more legalized within the company now. And also, there are some benefits. Like, remember when Punk pile drived? How the hell do you say that? John Cena? It was an insane moment. An insane moment. I think those should be allowed, but they should be protected as well. And there aren't really that many moves. There's like the vertebraker, the pile driver these days. Like, that's pretty much it in WWE. But for a while, it was pretty rough. Like, they were banning like the stomp, and they were banning a lot of variations of power bombs and a lot of stuff like that. There were a lot of things that weren't allowed. Maybe people in the chat can kind of remind me. These are largely moves that just have to be approved of. That's it. And the buckle bombs and blind moves towards the back to the turnbuckle. So I would say German suplexes into the turnbuckle, etc. Are there any moves that you guys think should be banned? I know I'm opening up Pandora's box here, but I'm enjoying the stream. I'm liking it. By the way, guys, send in your super chats. Send in your humper chats. 450 was banned for a long time. Shooting Star Press was as well. They did have a bit of a meeting about this on ahead of Collision as well, where they brought this up. Jeff Stone says, no more fork spots. You can do a plastic fork. Let me tell you guys, a fork spot. One time I was hanging out with my cousin and his best friend. His best friend was an absolute idiot. Absolute dumbass. And it was the first and only time I saw a fork attempted to be used in a fight. And this idiot friend was drunk off his ass. He made the ramen noodles and all that stuff. I'm talking like he boiled the water. He poured the sauce packet in, all that stuff. Boys will be boys. My cousin went up with the shot back and immediately turned the shot back on. And there go the noodles. They're long gone, bro. They are gone immediately. Half a second, vanished. Vanished. Dumb dude looks down at his empty noodle cup, looks up. And he's like, I worked so hard on those noodles, and tries to stab my cousin with a fork. Unfortunately, it was one of those forks that had like the synthetic plastic base and the metal top, and it broke immediately, and he got suplexed on his dome. So, hey, maybe not forks either. You just never know how that'll work. Mike T90K says, this just in, WBD just forced AEW to change the term of blood and guts to the double ring spectacular stupendous match. Come on. I think these are fairly reasonable. I think buckle bombs, I think fence response, I think those should be under the we'll get them approved appropriately thing. Cody Anderson, big thank you, says, for people thinking this is going to end certain match types, those would obviously be approved beforehand since it's a match type. Yep, obviously. Yeah, absolutely. Like, if you're going to have a special match like that, it is to apply some more communication between the wrestler, the referee, medical, the match coach, and production. There has been a lot of miscommunications and situations in AEW all across the board. I'm talking travel. I'm talking about booking. I'm talking about wrestlers themselves, to the coaches, to the commentary, like a lot of that stuff. You see it all the time. People's travel that wasn't right. People who were told they were losing matches and were like, okay, but it got back to somebody else that they didn't want to. A lot of situations where production misses things. The thing I mentioned earlier with JR not liking people going over the announce table. I think this, in addition to safety and protocol relating to the matches, will help develop communication within a growing company as well. And that's likely why WWE had a lot of their matches heavily produced for a long time. Because when you are micromanaging a show, especially a Vince McMahon show, you want to know everything that is going to happen. You want to know everything that's going to happen. That way you can plan accordingly. And also, completely separate to that, if you've got a pile driver as a finish in match 7 of a pay-per-view, you don't want to see a pile driver getting kicked out of in match 2 and match 4. You know what I'm saying? Doug says, how would they do a lights out match now? They would book a lights out match. They would go to approval from their coach and medical, and then they would do the lights out match. Guys, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. Please leave us a thumbs up. We're doing shows like this all the time here at youtube.com/Fightful. But this show brought to you ad-free by FightfulSelect.com. I know a lot of you are like, man, why would I pay for wrestling news, especially when it will be out there right after? The sake of clarity, we've got the firsthand report of this news. Like, for example, we reported this whole story and a lot more on Fightful Select today. We had Pretty Deadly talking about their least favorite things about the USA. WBD expanding the AEW pay-per-view schedule. I broke news 2 days ago that WBD is in deep extension talks with AEW. We had the Select Style Japanese Wrestling podcast this week. We had more news on the argument after the main event of WWE Raw. We had news on Keith Lee versus Swerve, Samoa Joe versus Punk, Crazy Manny of all things. We had news on the latest on Johnny Gargano. He ain't hurt. Fightful Select broke it when other people were out there saying he was still sidelined. We had an update on Bray Wyatt, why he's not been back. We had an update on Becky Lynch and what her plans were for Monday when they were trying to get her cleared. News on Delmi Exo, a whole lot of stuff. This is just since Monday. These are just the stories we've broken since Monday. That's in addition to the Sour Graps Raw review, the Backstage Report podcast that I do every week. The list goes on, all that good stuff. I'm talking $5 a month, my friends. $5 a month. Man, Orange Cassidy's kicks ASAP. Oh, I'd love it if he did one and it was to the back of the head and everybody acted like it was the biggest thing. Do you think WBD is trying to make AEW too cooperative? No, I think that they've had a lot of feedback back and forth ever since they started. I mean, that's something that we had in our Fightful Select report a couple nights ago about WBD and AEW, was that they were very appreciative that AEW was very flexible and vice versa. Like, for example, AEW's had to hit up them for overruns in the past. So I think that there's a lot of doom and gloom, but we're just reporting the news here. Chad says, are there some moves that are going to be grandfathered in? Yeah, I'm sure there are some people that will be able to get like a once over full on approval for that type of stuff.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day, and Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson Natural Boneless Chicken Breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What else do we have here before we wrap up? People are acting like, oh, think he meant corporate. No, I mean, do you think WWE is trying to make AEW too corporate? No, not really. I mean, you got it as you grow along. I'll give you guys an example. We used to drop F-bombs frivolously on Fightful. And then I realized, you know what? F-bombs don't make Fightful. Fightful makes Fightful. And I wanted to appeal more to sponsors. That way we could pay our writers, our podcasters more. We wouldn't have to be so reliant on one revenue stream, et cetera, et cetera. So I was like, you know what? There are things like that I can drop from our vernacular on this show. Maybe you guys could see that as making it more corporate, but I'm looking at it as a benefit of Fightful as a whole. I don't know if WBD had anything to do with this. I will find out. But I'm sure that AEW is looking at this and saying, okay, well, we're going to be paying our wrestlers more. We're going to be paying talent more. We're going to be having more talent. Doug says, oh no, Bryan Danielson can't fake a seizure anymore and scare us. I'm glad that one's out. Like, listen, I love Bryan Danielson as a performer, but I did get worried every single time. I don't know the severity of Bryan Danielson's concussion, but it was enough to make it seem like he would retire for a long time. And I can tell you that I had a very, very severe concussion and a broken neck. So I've had very similar situations like that. And especially when you couple those and then you go back in and try to bump, oh man, that's scary. He feels comfortable enough with it to where he's out there taking these spots and he's faking seizing up. But man, like, you never know which one is the one that might just like bring it all back. I still don't feel, I got my concussion like 7-8 years ago, and I still don't quite feel the same. I feel okay physically, but as far as a shit, is that going to happen again type of thing? James Stalling says Tiger Driver 91 should be banned. I love the Osprey Omega spot. It was great, but made me cringe. Well, I definitely don't think it should like happen more than once, like every 5 or 6 years. But I'm okay if these spots happen like once every 5 or 6 years. Sheldon says, question for you, Sean, with the writers and actors going to strike, will this benefit pro wrestling overall, especially with TV rights coming up? So we spent a lot of time talking about this on the list in your boy yesterday. And yeah, I do. It is largely strike proof for a lot of people. Like, you don't have to have the same writers that are, you know, possibly going to strike like now. So, I mean, this has happened before. Wrestling worked through a writer strike in the past and there wasn't a lot else. So, I mean, I think it's very beneficial. And if you're WWE and AEW, you say, hey, that's something of ours that you don't have to worry about at all. Let me check these Humper Chats over at Humper Chats. .com. Jason says, I'm about 20 minutes behind, so maybe this has already been answered. The question is, why now? Did something happen that caused this? I only have theories. I don't have a direct answer. My theory is communication between all the departments. This helps it a lot. WBD and AEW are deep in negotiation talks, as FightfulSelect.com reported. You want to tighten those screws. I haven't heard any wrestlers saying, oh, God, I hate this. But then again, I haven't talked to all kinds of wrestlers yet. I'm putting some feelers out to some luchadors and stuff like that to see how they feel about it as well. But I think it is to streamline efforts, make things safer, keep their wrestlers healthier, limit the possibility of lawsuits, and help things out with their talks with WBD. Corey says, a bit indifferent if they decide to ban moves, but WBD should have some exceptions for Milestone, Dynamite, Rampage, Collision, ROHs, and pay-per-views. I don't know that this is necessarily going to affect a lot of that stuff. You know what I mean? Like, I think you're still going to see the same stuff. It's just you might not see as much repetitiveness. And somebody says banning move creates the avenue for the heel to cheat. This isn't kayfabe. This is real. This is not a thing. This isn't Bill Watts being like, no top rope moves, no pads outside the ring. This is not that type of thing. But yeah, it's not. How will this affect Stadium Stampede Anarchy Arena? It won't. They'll get it approved and they'll be able to do those spots. And again, people are underestimating the approval that this is likely to get. One of your coaches is a guy who did a cradle pile driver as a finish. Do you think that he's going to be like, you know what? I don't trust you, kid. I don't think it's a good idea. Billy Gunn did a Famaster. That move done by somebody else paralyzed a guy once. Pat Buck has worked the indies forever, has done an awful lot of that type of stuff. Like you got Chris Hero coaching there. Like these guys, they know what hits and what doesn't. Needing approval for top rope moves as wild as WWE, the same Sean, if Jay needs permission to do the Uso splash every match. Broadway Joe, my friend, this is not the same thing. This is not the same thing. 450s, 630s, double moonsaults. They don't need approval to do an Uso splash. It does not need to happen. Get your super chats. Get your humper chats in. We are heading down the home stretch. Mike says, do your WBD sources view AEW as WWE light or more towards a UFC, more adult entertainment style? The only time WWE has ever been brought up in my talks with WBD and people that work there is that they weren't interested in WWE. There was this weird report that came out where they said, I wouldn't be surprised if WBD tries to get WWE. And even WWE was like, that ain't happening. That isn't going to happen. They view it as something completely unique. Dante says the real question is, how will Max Caster fit this into a wrap? That's what I want to see. I definitely want to see that. Van Twinblade says this chat is coming from Cozumel, Mexico, on a boat that plays loudly. I saw a wide bill hat in the port. It was painted with the Bengals name and colors. It was like $50. Van Twinblade, I think I got your message. I think if I look right now, man, my message folder is a nightmare. No. Somebody else sent it to me. A fellow named Andy sent it to me. Very, very cool. Guys, I want to thank you all so much. Please leave a thumbs up on this video. Please subscribe to FightfulSelect.com. I wanted to give you guys this free show as a way to promote FightfulSelect.com. I know in the dog days of summer, subscriptions fall, all that good stuff. Please support original reporting. Because if you don't, original reporting doesn't exist. So we would greatly appreciate if you go over there to FightfulSelect.com. And hey, if you're here and you're like, I don't know if I wanted to send a super chat, etc. I do a kayfabe or I read somebody's comment and I want to rip it to shreds in a moment. I do a Q&A show every single week on Fightful Select. Grapsity does one every other week. And I just wanted to highlight this very stupid, not that one, this very stupid comment. It says, Khan's idea of kayfabe is anorexic, thin, and see-through. This is Angle. If he was worried about moves to restrict, maybe he wouldn't have started when Starks broke his neck. I just want to say this. You're dumb. This is not true. If it was kayfabe, guess what? We report kayfabe stuff too, but we're going to highlight that it's kayfabe. I do not, you know what? I will be doing a kayfabe Q&A later this year for reasons, and you guys will see why, but it'll be very entertaining, I hope. This is not an angle. This was not a thing, like a press release or anything like that. This is something that I was able to check out, verify. A few wrestlers hadn't even seen it until I published it, and then they checked their folders and found it, but... Yeah, guys, thank you all so much. Again, FightfulSelect.com. Please subscribe over there. It is just $5 a month. Try it one time. One time. See if you like it. Until next time, my friends, we're out.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.